Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar. And it's just me today, guys. Jennifer Martinez coming to you because you know what? I have been inundated with messages lately. I've spoken up to a few friends and said a few things on social media about CBD oil. And so I've had a lot of messages coming through and people scheduling to want to talk to me about it because of the benefits of the CBD oil that they've heard of. And so I thought, you know what? It might be easier for me to come on and just talk about it. But here's the deal, guys. I found a good source and a place to get it from. And, but I am not a professional. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. And, everything that I'm going to talk about today is my own personal experiences and some of the things I've read. You can go online and Google cannabis, oil or CBD oil and find out everything you need to know. There's been studies. This is not anything new. It's just now new to the market. And you know, let me read this real quick. Disclaimer, the information I'm providing is accurate to the best of my knowledge. Okay, guys. However, it is up to each person to evaluate the risks and speak to a healthcare professional when making decisions about your health. Take the time to research and educate yourself, guys. Look for consistent information. And I know the internet can be a place of too much information, but if you, if you're taking notes, write down some of the words I might say, and I'll put some of this stuff in the show notes for y'all. But there is a healing propriety to a lot of herbs out there. And I've talked about several different products on this show, and I've gotten a lot of really great feedback from people that have really benefited from the aloe vera juice that I talked about, and that's readily available for anyone. And the line that I use, George's, and I promote the Now Company and Enzymatic Therapy. They're another company that I promote. I don't benefit financially from any of those companies, but they have good quality product, and that's what it comes down to. When there's something in nature that can help someone with a disorder in their body, I feel like it's a passion of mine to just be able to share it with people so that they can benefit from it and feel good. That's why I'm in the industry that I'm in, guys. I've been, you know, training people for over 20 years now, and it's to help them feel good, not to hurt them, right? So any of this information that you get today, just know that you still have to do your own research, and everybody's so different, and everybody's body's so different, and how we absorb things is different, and our weights is different, and our lifestyles are different, and some people are very sedentary, some people are very active. So all these things can change the reasoning behind certain supplements that you take, no matter what it is. And CBD oil is not, it's not any different from that. Some people might want to know, is it legal? Well, it is. It's legal. It's actually legal in 30 states. And this information is changing daily, monthly, because every state has different legislations that are going on for the medical cannabis programs. But it is legal in all 50 states if the federal legal limit for THC in the full spectrum CBD oils, and I'll explain that later, is 0.3%. And so there are products out there right now that have they're called full spectrum, and they have the 0.3% of the THC in it, but they also have CBD oil with zero. THC in it. And let me tell you guys, you can't get high from this stuff. So if you're listening and and you want to get high, then you quit listening, because you're not going to get, this is more for therapeutic, for the body, right? It's not addictive. It's actually the opposite. Like a lot of people with pain right now are using it for pain relief, because you actually, with pain medicine and opioids and things like that, you have to continue to increase the, if you're dealing with chronic pain, you have to continue to increase the dosage, because your body will demand more and more and more, and becomes toxic. And then, you know, we all know what happens when that happens. You know, there's death related to a lot of pain medicines. You know, the CDC in 2017 said that there was 75,000. You can look this up on your own. Deaths related to pain medicine. So the difference with using something like CBD oil, that's a herbal supplement. They've actually proven, and I'll get into why it works, that it helps with pain pretty quickly, and the more you don't have to take more. Actually, they've proven that you can reduce the amount that you're taking because it builds up in your system. There's all this weird science to it and stuff, and so I won't probably get into all of that because you can read about it. But one of the main things I want to talk about real quick is the endocannabinoid system. I'm probably saying that wrong, but it's a system that contains the largest number of receptors in the human body. It regulates almost all the body's functions and systems. It also controls like the basic emotions like fear and pleasure and anger, and also, you know, drives the hunger and just emotions, and the nervous system and the immune system and the digestive system and the respiratory system and the circulation system and the immune system. All of these things are, related to the endocannabinoid system. Man, this is fun. Which is known as CB1 and CB2 receptors. They can be found throughout the whole entire body and are responsible for regulating the signals to various cells and organs. So the endocannabinoid system endocannabinoid deficiency is a term that was pretty much brought about in 2003 by Dr. Russo. It's a condition where the body just does not naturally produce enough endocannabinoids. Wow. To maintain homeostasis. And everything about everything in life is about balance. And when you're balanced, that's why, I talk about apple cider vinegar all the time. You balance out your body and you're not running acidic, you're going to recover better. You're going to have better health in general, And we run because of the way we abuse our bodies, we tend to run a little acid. So everything is about balancing out the body. And so that's kind of what they're saying that the system does, and why the cannabis plant is so helpful to regulating the system. For basic stuff like, sleep disorders and a lot of disorders come from not getting enough sleep. So this would help with sleeping. It's been proven to help with sleeping. Here's the deal. When I say it's been proven, that means it's just been, people are saying that they sleep better. Okay. I'm not basing any of this stuff on science. I am not your guru guy for that. If you want to look up and get into the science of everything, get online and there's plenty out there about it. I'm just here to just like basically do an overview over some of the questions I've been getting, because a lot of people deal with sleep disorders. The main one that I've been getting a ton of questions about is anxiety, and they've proven that, and I've had several friends who were using it for anxiety. They're not using medication anymore, and the medication for anxiety, from what I've heard, I've never personally experienced it, is tricky, and you have to try different ones and different doses, and it can be really harmful to your body and have lots of side effects. And a lot of people are looking for an alternative to that because I have some research here in a second that I can actually read to you about why it works for anxiety. But here's the deal. Like, there's a lot of companies coming out now because it is legal to use CBD oil they're putting it in gummy bears and they're putting it in pill form. And the reason why those processes and those ways of, you can take it that way, but you're not going to get a lot of benefit from it. You'll get a little bit because there'll be some in it, because we used to get it in through other sources and I don't want to bore y'all too much about it, but there was back in the day when alcohol was being outlawed, they got rid of all the cannabis plants too. And so the cows and the chickens, and they were eating it, because it was in the stuff that they were eating and grazing on. And so we were getting it in our bodies. And in other countries, they do it, they have that all the time. And so they don't have the neurological disorders or the anxieties and the things that we have. Now, I'm not saying that it's due just to that. I know we in America, we tend to beat ourselves up with all sorts of bad foods and really poor habits and drinking too much and just, so many things play into factor of why we have the disorders that we do. But there's stuff out there showing that this is helping with people with disorder that and it's natural, right? But taking it in pill form or eating it through a gummy bear, it has to go through the whole digestive system, which takes about an hour, and then it has to process through the liver. And so people aren't seeing the effects of it for at least an hour, and then it's only in the system for like, I don't know, 2 hours or so. And so it's not really the absorption is not you're paying a lot of money, and you're not going to get the benefits and of for pain or for anxiety or for any kind of neurological disorders or, that a lot of people are using this for MS and seeing really great results. So there are that there's that way. And then the company that I'm, pretty much associating myself with, let's see, what are they called? Advent. I probably should know that, right, guys? The Advent Bioceuticals. They're doing it with through tinctures and sublingual underneath the tongue, and that starts working within 5 minutes. So that's there's a lot of people that are also smoking it, but that's immediate. But the problem is it's not real regulated, and you kind of have to, and it only stays in the system for maybe 2 hours. Whereas sublingual, they've known the effects to stay for 4 to 8 hours. People have been able to see whatever they're dealing with, whatever they're using it for inflammation, and autoimmune diseases and stuff like that, and the pain associated with that, and the that they're seeing that it's lasting a long time. And 5 minutes is not too long to wait, sublingual. And that means sublingual means underneath the tongue. And so that's the way we've been taking it in my family. Let's see, what else did I want to cover? There's so much. There's really so much, and I don't want to bore y'all, but I want to make sure that I at least answer some of the questions of some of the people that. Let me see. Look, the autoimmune. Let's talk about anxiety for a little bit and why it works for anxiety. So I've had my son taking it for pain. Let me just get back onto that. And for inflammation when it comes to working out, because he's a football player. And my husband the other night, let me just share this with y'all. It was pretty cool. He strained his back side of his shoulder and was dealing with pain. I said, "Hey, look, we've got this stuff. Let's try it." Took two dropperfuls underneath his tongue, and like 20 minutes later, he was like, "Honey, the aching pain that I've had all day long is gone." And so I thought, that's interesting. So it really does help. He's like, is it a placebo effect? I'm like, I don't think so. I really think it works. And then today I was with a friend of mine who's a nurse, and she has chronic pain in her ankle, and because of a surgery she had from an accident where she had to have several plates and things put in. And she took some because I had it with me, and I was like, hey, they've been saying this stuff helps with pain, and my husband the other night worked really well for her. And so I said, here, why don't you try some? So she used some of mine, and by the end of the appointment, she was like, I don't have pain in my ankle, and I always have pain in my ankle. And so I thought that was really, really cool because that she's only used it one time. Sometimes they say it might take a few, because everybody's different, it might take a few times for it to build up in the system. But those are two incidences where it happened pretty quickly, which I think is pretty awesome, especially if you're someone who deals with a lot of pain. Arthritis, a lot of elderly patients are seeing great benefits for arthritis pain because it's inflammation, and migraines reduction. A friend of mine deals with that a lot, and he's been taking it for the last 2 weeks, and he's noticed a difference in his neck pain and his migraines. So, there's no regulation of it. There's not any way of saying, take two doses and here and there, and this is how you do it. So that's the drawback to this, is there it's not really like where you can have a prescription for it and say this is how you need to take it, because everybody's so different. But you can play around with it. I always say with anything, no matter what the product you're taking, vitamin, herbal wise, whatever, always start with the lowest dose. And if that works, great. Why start with the highest? Because then you don't know where to go from there, right? There's been some studies recently that where they had people taking a certain dosage and it was working for their disorder, whatever their disorder was that they were taking it for, and then took them off it for 5 days and then put them back on it at the lowest dose to see if it helped with their disorders, and it showed that it was still helping with their disorders. So at a lower dose, which is to me incredible, because there's nothing right now that you can take that helps with pain or inflammation that doesn't need to be increased or taken all the time. So there's still studies out there that they need to have about, because here's the deal. We're going to continue to like do stupid stuff and eat bad things and drink too much or do something to our bodies. And so we might always have to, you know, have it available to us if you have a certain disorder and that you're taking it for. You know, if we lived in a perfect world, yeah, maybe we wouldn't need it again after, you know, it being built up in your system. But we do things to our bodies and we overtrain and we do things that cause, you know, antioxidants to leave our body. And so we have damage that's done. You know, that's what working out is, actually, is damaging, tearing apart your body. And so, you know, we got to heal it. So I don't think it'll ever be a thing where you don't ever take it again. I don't know, because I'm not a doctor. Like I said, I'm not a scientist. I'm just, you know, sharing my thoughts with y'all. But I just know that there's a lot of benefit to this stuff. And I do have a really good quality product that you can get it from. It's sublingual. And it's done, you know, there's different processes that are used. I know that these people in particular went to have the organic farming and went to the farms to make sure that it was done right. The seeds are organic non-GMO seeds that they use, and the process that they use is the CO2 process, which is the process. There's several different processing that you can do to extract the cannabis or the CBD oil, or like I said, I'm not a scientist, but I am going to actually, I might even have a doctor on soon to talk about it. And then he can nerd out on us and say things correctly, unlike me. But, you know, just putting it out there, because I'm going to be talking about it a lot. I have a lot of friends who are benefiting from it, and my family in particular is benefiting from it. I tend to have a lot of brain fog and ADD issues, and so I've been trying it to see if it helps, and I feel like it is. My husband said he can tell a little bit of a difference, so, you know, who knows? We'll see. I think you'll see more of a difference if you're dealing with something that's more chronic. Info for y'all to share. If this is helpful at all, which I know I was kind of all over the place, but like I said, I'll be talking about it more. I'm going to be talking about it again tomorrow for a little bit on the Soul Sister podcast with Essie. And, you know, reach out to me, message me on Instagram at jmarfit, and I'll try and connect you as best I can with, you know, with what you can look up. I would definitely should look at the show notes, because I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. Because I'm going to be putting it in the show notes, the endo, that's what I would look up the most, because that's where I got a lot of I think that's the key to understanding why the CBD oil is so effective in helping people. And that's that let me find it, see if I can say it, endocannabinoid, and I think I just said it right, endocannabinoid system. Look that up and Google that, the endocannabinoid system, and you'll probably get more information than you need, but it'll help you understand why it works so well, and you know, for helping with the central nervous system and digestive system and just balancing out the whole body. It's pretty interesting stuff, and so I'm going to be definitely having specialists on to talk about that, because, you know, it's great when something works for you, but why? You know, why is it working? And there's still more and more stuff coming out, guys. So, like I said, reach out to me if you need to, and then,
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.